But then the time came to go home, and the weather wasn't very good, and so I filed FR for the flight back from Sewanee, Tennessee, back to Raleigh-Durham. Field Murray and I had often chatted about what phases of flight are, you might say, where things happen. And we commented on the fact, or he had mainly commented on the fact, that it was usually when you changed something that things went wrong. In other words, for example, if everything was flying smoothly and then you suddenly put down the flaps and the flaps didn't work, that's when things would go wrong. Or if you had were climbing out with at a certain power setting, things wouldn't go wrong until you altered the power. So we together had commented that the best way to avoid problems with an aircraft is not to change anything during critical parts of the flight. So in other words, you just don't touch anything. And so I was doing this without really particularly thinking about it on that day. And then leveled off at the assigned altitude and throttled back to a non-climb power setting, because now I'm no longer in climb, but just flying IFR at the assigned altitude. And then given clearance to climb higher and trying to push the throttle in. And it wouldn't go. I mean, I didn't push very hard, but I couldn't move the throttle. I couldn't push it in. And so I debated at that point what to do. Maybe one should land and find out what the problem was. But it was rather nasty IFR, and I was in a region where I had never made any approaches at any nearby airport, so I made the decision to not do anything, just to leave things alone, even though I had reduced power, and just tell the flight the air traffic controller that I couldn't climb very quickly today. And so I proceeded in this way, and remember reaching Charlotte's airspace and then being given the instruction, 866, we need you to descend. I think I was at 8,000, somewhere round about that. And then I said, I think I hesitated for a moment, thinking, well, I can go down all right. And then I thought, no, that's silly. I won't go down, I'll go up. And so I said, I'll climb, but I'll climb slowly again. And I climbed up to the appropriate altitude. And then I hadn't told air traffic control anything about what was happening until I got to a point where now I can get a click, find out what the weather is at Raleigh-Durham, and I found out the weather was reasonable. And so at that point I said, I contacted the Charlotte control and said, or Washington Center it was at that point, Washington Center, 756 X-ray Papa, with a problem and a request. And they said, okay, what's your problem, what's your request? And I said, I've got a stuck throttle, and I'd like clearance to 6,000 across Raleigh-Durham and landing on runway 32. Which is the little runway. I just thought I would be well out of the way of anything else. If I had a problem, I could just land on the little runway, and they cleared me for that. They cleared me this way. And so I headed back home, and now knowing that I what I would do. And then, as I approached Raleigh-Durham, the approach control said to me, 756 X-ray proper, we've got this 10,000 foot runway. Would you like to land on that runway? I said, that sounds like a good idea to me. Yes, I would. I would. I'll take that. And so I lined up on that. But the descent down to the landing was a little unusual because I didn't want to move the throttle, and yet I wanted to get down. And so the best way to get down was to put the landing gear down and full flaps, and then increase the airspeed to the maximum allowed with flaps down and gear down, and get down by increasing drag. And that's how I'd been descending. And Nebuya was in the back seat sleeping. She often did that during flights. And and then as we were on final, she looked up and said, "Oh, look at all those fire trucks. I wonder who they're for." And I said, "Well, as a matter of fact, they're for us." And so the fire trucks were there, although I hadn't asked for them. And we landed, and actually it was no problem at all, because I could pull the throttle back, I found, though I couldn't advance it very far, so I cleared the runway and taxied back to that place where the aircraft was eventually going to be stayed, and shut down. And and then I tried to move the throttle, and I found that in fact it was jammed now, fully off. So it had been it would not have been wise to have pulled it off, because I might not have been able to get it back on. But I thought it was nice to acknowledge the help of the tower in giving me the longer, in suggesting and giving me the longer runway, and in looking after me by bringing the fire trucks out, even though I hadn't asked for them. And so I called up the tower, and I said, "This is 756 X-ray proper. I'd like to thank you for your help." And he said, "Oh, you were lucky, weren't you?" And I said, "No, I wasn't lucky at all. Luck was not involved in it. There was an emergency, as it were, a situation, you might say, rather than an emergency. There was a situation which, by careful planning, overcome by procedure, not by luck." And I was slightly annoyed, not to use another term, pissed off by the comment of the tower. But anyway, it was a happy ending to a flight.